My next guest is somebody who spent most of his professional life working on Capitol Hill as a senior Republican congressional staffer. Mike Lufgren saw the Reagan Revolution, the Gingrich-era Contract with America, and George W. Bush's brand of compassionate conservatism all come and go. He also saw, over that time, the steady rise of an extreme fringe movement, culminating in the Tea Party dominance of the 2010 midterm elections, and it was around about that time that he knew it was time for him to leave.
First and foremost, I don't believe that they are a conservative party anymore in the sense of a traditional Western conservative party and what the Republican Party was, say, under Eisenhower or even Nixon or even Reagan. Conservatism is the tried and true prudence and caution. Now they become captive to a rather radical agenda that seeks to level everything they don't like.
There are always different factions within the Republican Party. Back in the 60s, it was the Rockefeller Republicans and the Goldwater Republicans. How is it different today?
I think it's different in the sense that they've all become, all the various factions, whether they emphasize one thing or the other, whether they're business Republicans or social conservatives, the so-called religious right, or the Tea Party, which is kind of a strange hybrid, they all take their ideas to extreme. The business conservatives not only don't want to tax the rich in the Kaine 999 plan, they wanted to increase taxes on the poor and radically cut it on the rich. If it's social conservatives, they want the most radical restrictions on abortion conceivable. And the Tea Party are not something different from the Republican Party or hostile or antithetical to it. They're simply the most activist and revved up part of the base. They're not a grassroots movement so much as they're an astroturfed movement in the sense that a lot of rich people, like the Koch brothers, are financing them.
So is that where you would say the Tea Party to the Republican Party this election cycle is a bit different to, say, the anti-war Democrats on the left who are getting in behind Howard Dean in 2003 for 2004... that, they didn't have big corporate support, so they didn't go all the way.
Right. They had no horsepower to sort of change the playing field in politics. They didn't get their own little caucus in the House and Senate the way the Tea Partiers have. And again, I want to stress that the Tea Partiers are not apart from the Republican Party. They've sponsored a Republican candidate's debate, for heaven's sakes. I can't imagine Occupy Wall Street being the sponsor of a Democratic debate.
And yet, right now, Mike, the Republican Party is very competitive. They won back the House last year, within striking distance of the presidency in just under a year from now. They must be doing something right.
They are. I think their tactics are superior. They can boil things down to a very simple, if not simplistic, phrase that appeals to people. They don't have this sort of term paper way of describing things the way Obama and the Democrats tend to do. They're rather tongue-tied. Politics is normally a rather boring thing. I know myself from working with budgets for many years. They've made it exciting by sort of whipping up the animalistic instincts in people.
So ultimately, Mike, do you have a sense, is the Republican Party at an important juncture in its history? Is it being redefined from within, or is this just a reflection of the different factions that have emerged within the conservative side of politics more broadly, posing a challenge to the more traditional political structure?
Well, no complex phenomenon is monocausal. I think it's a little of both. We've had these streams in the party before. I think Gingrich was one of the people who started it many years ago, and it hasn't sort of emerged in full force until recently. At the same time, I think it speaks to broader trends in society. The 9/11 attacks were kind of an ethical event that shocked people and gave rise to a lot of vindictiveness, xenophobia, and so forth. And on top of that, you had the September 2008 meltdown on Wall Street, where a lot of people see the economy and their own prospects going downhill. When you have that sort of volatile brew of hostile feelings and a feeling of desperation, it's not really good for stable democratic institutions, and I mean that with a small d.
What about a hypothetical a year from now if the Republicans get in behind their nominee and if the economy doesn't tick up and Barack Obama remains as vulnerable as he appears today, they could very well be in a transition and getting ready to take office at the White House in just over a year from now. Is the Republican Party ready to govern, or will those factions make governing difficult?
I think it's more about holding power than it is governing. We saw some of that with George W. Bush in the sort of appalling, off-the-cuff nature of the invasion of Iraq and no plans for actually administering the country properly. Katrina and so forth. The kind of willy-nilly outsourcing of things to Halliburton. Yes, you can rule, but governance is optional.
Well, it's good to talk to you today. Thank you very much for joining us on Inside America.
Thank you very much.
Former Republican congressional staffer Mike Lufkin with us. And that is all for this Thanksgiving holiday edition of Inside America. I'm John Barron. Hope to see you again soon.
Giving the federal government more money would be like giving a cocaine addict, all right, more cocaine.
Beyond the pre-dawn darkness, better days lie ahead.